This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Political polarization of the pandemic hasn't spared Wisconsin school boards. Mask disputes and unruly crowds shut down meetings, board members faced recalls, and some have resigned over threats. That's led to charged local primaries on February 15th. Madeline Fox has more.
Kathy Olig's first campaign to be a Menominee Falls school board member in 2019 feels simple now.
I purchased some yard signs. I talked to people about voting. I participated in the candidate forum. There was just one. And everything kind of went fairly smoothly.
But this year, there are 8 candidates for 3 open slots in Menominee Falls. So she's competing in our first primary.
I think that the schools have been put under scrutiny as a result of what's happening nationally.
That's true in a lot of communities, especially in the suburbs.
You know, as a former school board member, I ran 4 times. 2 I ran without any competition, and 2 I ran with a lot of competition. I think it ebbs and flows.
Terry Phillips is the executive director of the Southeast Wisconsin Schools Alliance. She says that while school board positions are nonpartisan, politics are playing a bigger role.
There are board members who are conservative Republicans who are being contested because they're not conservative enough, apparently. And so that's been so interesting to watch.
Part of that may have to do with national conservative groups looking to regain ground in increasingly competitive suburbs. Vladimir Kogan is a political science professor who studies state and local politics at Ohio State University.
Part of this is, I think, you know, a really rational and strategic effort by, I would say, primarily Republicans who see this opportunity, and probably rightly, right, that this, I do think this is a great opportunity for Republicans to win back suburbs that historically have been pretty red, but now are more and more blue.
Many primary candidates got involved over concerns about how their district was handling COVID-19. But they're getting a boost from national parties and political action committees, which can provide money, strategy, and help gathering signatures and getting the word out. Those were at play in the unusually large wave of recalls over the last 2 years. 17 districts saw recall attempts, including one against Butternut School Board member Gary Murdig in northern Wisconsin, who defeated a December challenge.
It kind of split the community a little bit, which is unfortunate because there are the pro-mask and anti-mask folks.
Murdig isn't up for election until next year, but Butternut will have school board primaries this year for other seats, which has been a rarity during his 31 years on the board.
I'm trying to think the last time we would have had a primary for school board is it's been a long time.
Murdig and others watching rural schools say board meetings are drawing fewer angry community members these days. But some wonder if debates over critical race theory will bring them back. Vladimir Kogan, the Ohio State political scientist, said school board clashes over national hot-button issues aren't new. Sex education, the Common Core, evolution, and voucher programs all cause similar uproar.
You know, there's always national conversations about education. But those are, in the past, were counterbalanced by local conversations about local issues. And I think that counterbalancing is going away.
There are fewer local newspapers to send reporters to school board meetings, so many communities don't know enough about local issues to take the focus off national debates. But Murdig says most school board business is local or deals with thorny regulatory questions, which can be frustrating for politicized candidates that win elections.
Once in a while, we'll have an issue that would have come up over the years, and sometimes it spurs interest in certain people running for the board, and they become a one-issue candidate. And then as soon as they get on the board, they kind of lose interest.
After the primaries narrow the field in some districts, all the school board races will go to general election on April 5th. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.